Friday, July 30th. This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. I'm Kathy Werzer. Happy Sunisa Lee Day. Governor Walz has declared today Sunisa Lee Day in the state after the St. Paul native won gold in the all-around women's gymnastics competition at the Tokyo Summer Olympics. That's one of the bits of good news today. What's not so good, it's another day of a gray and yellowish cast to the sky. The stinging, watery eyes you may have noticed yesterday, or the weird, irritated feeling in the back of your throat might still happen to you today. The air quality continues to be unhealthy around the state, and the culprit is the smoke and haze from Canadian wildfires. The air quality was the worst on record for Minnesota yesterday. Today won't be great either. There's an air quality alert for much of Minnesota, except the North Shore. This will last until about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Experts say air pollution can aggravate heart and cardiovascular disease, as well as lung diseases like asthma and COPD. Fire crews in northern Minnesota's Superior National Forest are monitoring 9 separate wildfires burning in or near the boundary waters. Most of those are smaller than 10 acres. The largest remains the 62-acre Delta Lake Fire east of Ely, which has been burning for more than 3 weeks and is now more than 90% contained. The crispy conditions have also led to drought disaster declarations for northern Minnesota, the latest being issued by the U.S. Department of Agriculture for northeastern and north central Minnesota. Northwestern Minnesota had a similar declaration issued last week. The declaration was issued hours after the weekly U.S. Drought Monitor update that showed an extreme drought continues in much of the region. Andrew Krieger has more.
This week's update from the U.S. Drought Monitor shows more than three-quarters of the state is now in severe or extreme drought. 3 months ago, that figure was less than 1%. The latest update expands the severe drought area to include nearly all of the Twin Cities metro area. Areas of more serious extreme drought now extend from near Marshall, northeast toward St. Cloud, as well as from Morris and Alexandria, north toward Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Baudette. Fire danger remains high, while some rivers in Minnesota are near historic lows, and there's no widespread rain in the forecast through the weekend. I'm Andrew Krieger.
Andrew mentioned the lack of rain in the forecast. I'll have details in a couple of minutes. In other news, state officials are urging middle and high school students to get COVID vaccines before classes resume this fall. Matt Sepik has that story.
The Pfizer vaccine is approved for anyone 12 and older, and Health Commissioner Jan Malcolm says everyone eligible should get it to protect themselves, as well as younger kids who are not yet eligible. Malcolm says about a third of 12 to 15-year-old Minnesotans have received their shots, and less than half of 17 and 18-year-olds have.
We've got a good start, but it's not nearly adequate to give the kind of protection through vaccination that we know is possible and that will make such a difference.
Malcolm spoke alongside State Education Commissioner Heather Mueller at Harding High School in St. Paul, one of several schools in the district that's holding free vaccination clinics this summer. Those younger than 18 need parental consent to get the shots. I'm Matt Sepik.
And Minnesota's offering $100 to people who get their first vaccination dose between today and August 15th. Brian Baxter reports.
Governor Tim Walz put up the new bonus after President Joe Biden urged state and local leaders to provide the enticement to vaccine holdouts. The state will use a portion of its federal American Rescue Plan funding to pay for the first 25,000 Visa gift cards associated with the program. It's the latest attempt to push up vaccination rates amid a stubbornly slow phase of immunizations. Walz says rising case counts associated with the Delta variant combined with the back-to-school lead-up make it a prime time to boost vaccination. The enticement is available to anyone 12 and older and requires people to go through a state website to verify they got an initial dose. If demand exceeds the allotted money, Walz says he'll ask the legislature or work with private entities and foundations to augment the program. I'm Brian Baxter.
Family and friends and hundreds of women are mourning the loss of a well-known midwife in Minnesota. Rebecca Knapp was killed in a car crash near Glendon, Minnesota this week. Her family says that at the time of the crash, Knapp was on her way home in Mahnomen County after a day of prenatal appointments. In 2 decades of being a midwife, Knapp had delivered more than 1,000 babies. Her family says she would host a baby party every July where every family she had ever helped was invited to her home. The last baby party was held less than 2 weeks ago. Sports notes, the Twins begin an interleague weekend series with the St. Louis Cardinals tonight at Target Field. The Twins are in the cellar of the American League Central Division. The Cardinals have a record of 51 wins, 51 losses. Now, that forecast I promised you, we have that air quality alert for Minnesota, much of Minnesota, so smoke and haze. Some sunshine will try to peek through. Highs will be in the upper 70s, mid-80s. More smoke tonight. Smoke tomorrow, too. Highs will be in the upper 70s to the mid-80s. By Sunday, it should clear. Mostly clear skies. Highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s on Sunday. And that's it for the Minnesota Today podcast, the early version. If you're looking for more news right now, you can stream us by going to mprnews.org. We've got the news app you can download, or you can tell your smart speakers to play NPR News as well. We also have the Minnesota Today podcast, the PM version, that will come your way a little bit later on today. I hope you have a good day and a good weekend.